Let's do it. It is a John DeBella Show daily podcast. Welcome, folks, and a hearty, happy tax day to you. I figured I'd be a responsible parent last night, and I taught my son a lesson in taxes and proceeded to eat one-third of his macaroni and cheese. So, yes, he's well on his way to being prepared for the real world. It's Dave here. All the best stuff for you right here in one place. We talk taxes and other things that we hate, but went to the phones for things we once loved but now hate. Products in particular had a lot of interesting responses to that. The dog walk is approaching. It's on Cinco de Mayo this year. And no, there's not going to be any tequila there, but there will be vodka and beer. We addressed that, but mostly the mayor of Dogville, a tradition that will continue once again. We need your furry friends to submit their campaigns, as they were, to become the mayor of Dogville this year. We went into the isolation booth with the Rolling Stones this morning, and if you came here to hear it, well, I'm sorry, it's just the itty-bitty fine of six figures that we may get slapped on us if we play any music in its entirety, so sorry. You're not going to find that in here. You got to catch some stuff live, but all the rest of the stuff that we're safe in repurposing, repackaging for you is in here. So hope you dig it. Let's do it right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
You know, I feel sorry for you people who are suffering through it yesterday. I didn't see, you know, Cindy was talking about what was happening, you know, water-wise on the Schuylkill yesterday, and I didn't see the video until I got home. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was nuts.
It was absolutely brutal.
I didn't see it.
You know, there were people who got stuck between the Blue Route and Belmont for 4 or 5 hours.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
I mean, yeah, it was insane.
When I was
absolutely
driving home,
insane.
I go Lincoln Drive, and right. the little river that's there right. was up to where if it went another inch or so, it's right. coming on to Lincoln Drive.
Right.
I believe it.
It was absolutely incredible. But 39 degrees outside right now. Happy tax day. Your taxes all done?
Yeah, I look forward to it.
All,
yeah.
all done?
Just
yeah.
got it done
taxes.
This week.
Yeah. You, what's that?
I don't pay taxes.
You don't pay taxes?
Oh, no,
of course not, because you're special.
I don't make enough to pay taxes.
It's true.
Have you
it's
ever,
on a joke.
Have you ever come down to the deadline? Have you ever?
This year, actually. We had to reschedule it, having
really?
A kid and all. Yeah. 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 What about you?
Yeah. Well, there was one year that we had to literally, you know, take it to the post office that day, you know, on April 15th.
Place it on Uncle Sam's
right?
lap.
Yeah. You know,
personally.
You know, but this year, no, we're done yesterday. Right?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
congratulations.
Well, taxes were done for a real long time, but we were waiting for some piece of paperwork from one of my many offshore, you know, investments.
Yeah, the Caymans right? got back
yeah,
to you.
The Caymans got back to
I
me.
I thought and said, I saw your name in the Panama Papers.
You know? But no, we were waiting on this piece of paper. We've been waiting on this piece of paper for months, and it literally showed up yesterday afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Last call.
I was like, oh, God, thank you. We can get this done. So take that, Uncle Sam. Here's your damn money.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
I bumped into two things over the past week, drove me out of my mind, and I'm telling you, and it just, I'm bringing them to a halt.
Okay.
There is nothing I hate more, and I'm probably not the only one who does this, and I'm going to open up the phone lines to it as well, 215-263-WMGK. Have they changed anything in your life? Has anything in your life changed, that like things that you purchase, things that you use, right? And now they changed it somehow, and you'll never use it again.
Oh,
absolutely! Yeah. Never use
like
it
a product,
again. Or like a product, or you know, maybe a fashion item, whatever the hell it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll give you an idea. All right, for years I have used Menin antiperspirant.
Okay,
I've used it for years.
Menin.
Right, that's it. Exactly what it is. Right, and I'm sorry, not Menin, Mitchum.
Oh,
Mitchum. Thank you very much. Right, and for some reason they decided to change the formula on this thing, all right? So it was just your basic dry stick deodorant, uh-huh. right? You put it on, well, you know, wipe it on a couple of times, boom, you're done.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, they come up with their new formula. It's wet. It's wet. What is the point behind putting it? It's like, what am I? Let's go back to the 50s and I'll use roll-on, right? You know, what is the point of a wet antiperspirant?
So you don't have the dry option anymore.
No, they took it away.
It's
they took
wet
it away.
Or
when,
bust.
When you look at it, it looks like it's dry, but when you put it on, it's wet.
Oh man!
Right, and it was like, no, I'm done. I'm done. I'm sorry, you changed it. I hate it. I'm not buying it again. All right, you know what? You got something?
I have one, and it. Now this goes back to when I was a kid. It's the Burger King fries.
Okay,
I don't remember them being as crunchy as they are and have been since I was maybe 10 or so.
Okay.
I hate the Burger King fries. They did some sort of change.
They've changed them a few times, yeah.
Right.
And every time they've sucked.
Right.
And I will not eat Burger King because of it.
So you won't go in, you won't go into a Burger King at all just because the fries changed?
Correct.
All right. Yeah. All right. Do you get upset when you get that one onion ring in with the fries?
I've never had that happen.
No, really? Really?
Oh, that's the surprise. No. That's the delightful.
That's the big surprise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you should go there more often.
Happy accident.
What do I do?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, never again.
I don't really have a product per se, but my taste changes. Like with music, like I used to be a huge Dave Matthews Band fan.
I can't
stand them anymore. I just dig up my old CDs now, and I'm just like, I can't do this anymore. I'm a different person now.
So what is it for you, folks? 215-263-WMGK. What did they change on you, and now you just hate it? So here we got a couple of texts on this thing, the things that got changed and now people won't buy them anymore. Right. I got one that says Stouffer's French bread pizza. They changed the taste of it. You know, sometimes it's your own taste. As you age, sometimes things that you once loved now taste different to you. Mm-hmm. Right? You know, that's always possible. And then this guy, Chick-fil-A used to have the best breakfast burrito. They changed the recipe and now it's awful. From DL and Langhorne.
Never had.
All right. But what really iced the cake, and the reason why this even became a topic this morning, and the number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK, what did they change on you that you now hate? I'm in a store, and I'm looking for a windbreaker. The only windbreaker I have has a fleece lining, and this time of year it tends to be too warm.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want something that, like, in case it rains, I could throw it on, but it's warm enough that I don't really need a jacket, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I go in, and I try on this Calvin Klein windbreaker. And it closes the opposite way. Do you know how they have like on shirts? If it's a man's shirt, it buttons one way. If it's a woman's shirt, it buttons the other way.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it was closing the women's way.
You sure it wasn't a woman's windbreaker?
That's why I went up to the young woman at the counter and said, right, you know, hey, you sure this isn't a woman's windbreaker? It closes the wrong way. And she looks at me and says, everyone your age says that.
Boom.
Woo, got him. Got him.
Right. It's like, no, it's backwards,
you're
bitch.
Still so pained by it. The look in your eyes just now.
Yes.
I know. So it's like, you know what? Keep your damn jacket. Keep your damn jacket.
What's one thing John changed that John hates? Treatment of the elderly.
Yes, exactly.
So 215-263-WMGK.
Wow, you got on. Right?
Yeah. Going back to my glory days now when things zipped the right way. 215-263-WMGK. What did they change on you? And now you hate it. I ran into something, and it all happened in the course of a week. Right. Of, you know, there's a product that, you know, maybe you use that you've been using for years. And for some reason, someone did some research and they got, oh, let's change this thing. And one of the things for me was an antiperspirant that I use. Right. That was it's this company, Mitchum. They've been making it for a bazillion years. Right. And now and it's an antiperspirant. So what is the point? I go and I buy the new, improved, you know, and it's usually just your regular stick deodorant, right? A stick with antiperspirant. And you go and you put it on, and it's wet. What is the point of a wet antiperspirant? I'm trying to figure that part out, all right?
Are you supposed to feel like you're sweating, but
and then when you put your arms back down, like you're sticking to yourself, so you got to stand there going, whoa, waving in the wind, taking out the hairdryer, blowing it. Come on. Come on, give me a break.
It's involved.
All right? Jeez. I mean, you know,
just
some, it's just like, that's it. You lost me. You lost me, Mitchum. I'm done with you. I'm done with you, and I'm done with Calvin Klein also. Because I went into a store this weekend. I wanted a windbreaker, right? And the windbreaker closed the wrong way. It closed the women's way. You know, like there's the one way for the clothes for men,
yeah,
one
backwards.
Way for clothes for women. Yeah. And then when I went to the cashier and I said, excuse me, I said, is this supposed to be in the women's department? And she looks at me and says, no, everybody your age says that.
You're just old.
Right? It's like, really?
You're just an old head. Don't worry about it.
Really? You little millennium bastard?
The world just passing you by.
Slap you right upside your head. Right? So the question at hand this morning has got to be, well, what has changed for you? What has changed? And now you don't even want to deal with it anymore. So 215-263-WMGK. We've got a bunch of people already lined up here. And Jennifer starts us off. Good morning, Jennifer. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am just fine. So is there something in your life, some company, some product you use, some food you ate, whatever it might be, that the company changed it and now you hate it? You won't even buy it anymore.
Breyers coffee ice cream. They changed the formula or their whatever, and now it's too much like Starbucks coffee, and it tastes terrible.
Wow. Okay. Dan, what did they change on you?
Booyakasha, John.
Booyakasha.
It would have to be Tasty Cakes.
Tasty Cakes? I haven't found any. Anybody find any change in Tasty Cake?
No. Any
product in particular of theirs?
The size of them. They're all smaller now.
Oh, okay. Right, but the boxes are the same size. Lindsay, what about you? What have they changed and now you hate it?
French fries. Wendy's had the best fat potato fries.
I'm with you.
And then they changed it a few years back, obviously, to the all-natural sea salt with the skin and the Kraft. They're just not the same.
They're not the same. I'm okay with it, but they're not the same.
Yeah,
but
I think
they're
delicious.
They used to be really good steak fries.
You know what's wild? I mean, you don't want to change food on people. You got me addicted to it the way it is. If I wanted healthy, I wouldn't be walking into Wendy's.
People hate change.
Rich, what did they change on you that you now hate?
Booyakasha.
Booyakasha.
My wife and I used to go to this one pizza place. We went there all the time. We're like, oh, there's going to be new owners. I said, oh, okay. I hope they don't change anything. The lady goes, oh, we're the new owners. I said, all right. She says, well, all right, just wanted to let you know everything now is gluten-free and all natural categories. And I said, oh, my God. I hope you at least have the bruschetta pizza. They said, nah, we don't have that anymore, but we still have the margarita. Took it out. It was the most awful thing I ever tasted. We haven't gone there since. That place sucks now.
Give me my gluten.
Yeah, how about it?
Jim, what did they change on you?
Fruit of the Loom did something to their underwear and T-shirts. I used to be a loomer. Fruit of the Loom underwear, Fruit of the Loom T-shirts. Now it's Hanes underwear and Gildan T-shirts. They're the best things that I've ever felt on my body. Fruit of the Loomers fall apart.
I like that you're so passionate that you call yourself a loomer.
A loomer.
Right? I was a loomer. I was a loomer.
He was never a big fan of the grape guy.
That's right. What did they do differently that made you change? I have to know.
I have no idea, but they fall apart. Like, I used to get little frays on my underwear and T-shirts, and I don't get that with Hanes or Gildan. And, I mean, my wife looked at me, and she said, what are you doing buying Hanes and Gildan? We've been married 32 years. And I said...
Your wife knows you're a loomer, so it caught her attention enough. She realized that you changed.
Yes.
There's bigger problems in this world than underwear.
Hey, I got to tell you something. You know what? If you ain't comfortable underneath... You ain't comfortable all day.
That's right. That's true.
With Jim.
That's the honest to God's truth. All right, have a good morning.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
We are serving breakfast being brought to you by Kitchen Saver. There's a smarter way to remodel your kitchen. For the best offers, go to kitchensaver.com/radio. It is tax day, so obviously it is required that I play Tax Man for a breakfast of the Beatles. But it's an interesting thing. You know, back in 1963 when this song came out, as bad as it, you know, paying taxes today might feel, it's not as bad as it was in 63. In 63, Americans who were making $100,000 a year, now it wasn't as many as there are today making $100,000 a year, but their tax rate was 83%.
Ooh.
All right? If you were making $300,000 a year, right, your tax rate was 91%. And in England, it was worse. Right, in England at the time, they not only had an income tax, they had a surtax and a super tax, adding up to 96%. So basically, you got about 4 pence out of every pound once you were making, you know, a lot of money. And the Beatles by that time were making a lot of money. And, you know, they were poor kids from Liverpool. They couldn't get their mind wrapped around this. And George just took off with it.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Of course, we are a few weeks away from the DeBella Dog Walk. That's coming up on Saturday, May 5th from 11 to 3 at Green Lane Park, where you have it every year. The jewel of Montgomery County. What a gorgeous park that is. And it's a day that we put aside to promote a better dog ownership and the great work that's done by animal shelters and rescue groups in our area. And one of the events each and every year is... the mayor of Dogville.
Vote for me. Vote for me. If I am elected, this is how it
Now, you could put your dog right into the running for the mayor of Dogville, and the mayor gets, along with a spiffy sash and autograph cards, right, that the mayor can sign himself and hand out to all of the constituency at the dog walk, right? You get a $200 gift card to buy the mayor whatever the mayor might deserve. Now, I have to say, in years past, there are a lot of people who send in pictures of their dogs, and they're all cute and adorable, and I love them all. And then there are some that do campaigns where they really look like they're running for office. Yeah. And those definitely get our attention. But everybody is eligible. All you've got to do is go to WMGK.com, put in the keyword mayor in the search bar, and it'll take you right to where you can enter your picture. It will not appear on screen immediately. It takes about 24 hours for them to show up, so don't send it 8 or 10 times, right? Just send it one time. Don't worry about it. It will show up. And then we'll narrow it down to the top three, and then just before the dog walk, we'll let our listeners vote on who the mayor of Dogville should be, and then walk away with all of the gifts for the dog walk this year on May 5th.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sounds good.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.